Here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Meanwhile,
How you doing?
All right, let's do it!
Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Joe Biz Movie Trivia. I am Mike Sutherland.
Yes!
Really?
Yes, we are here today to talk about The Quick and the Dead.
Okay, Bernie Mac.
No, I am here on behalf of the Lord, and you are here with me. And let's do this. Let's talk about The Quick and the Dead.
Who are you?
That's like the power of the risen Jesus Christ. Yes.
Who are you? Introduce yourself.
My name is the Chosen One for all intents and purposes.
Ezekiel, Isaiah.
You may call me Father, sir.
I'm going to call you nothing. You just still didn't introduce yourself.
Call me Priestly Pastor. How about that?
Priestly Pastor.
Priestly Pastor.
Okay, Bernie Mac.
Call me PP. This ain't no Apple Pen, no. Yes. Now, shall we get into it, or are we going to constantly see a sound bar in my face?
Constantly see a sound bar in your face. Still haven't introduced yourself.
These are the priestly pastor. Okay? I'm going to send the Lord down to clean your ears out so you can hear me properly.
Okay.
Listen to me, son. I'm trying to teach you something here. I'm going to get all foghorn, leghorn, and priestly pastor on you.
Okay. Let's go, foghorn.
So, the films of Sam Raimi, I know he's a God-fearing man, because otherwise his movies wouldn't be successful.
Are you?
What are you doing, sir?
Hurry up, Jimmy McMillan. Let's get this shit on.
All right, this is the top 10, starting with number 10.
Rent's too damn high. Number 10.
Yes. The title, The Quick and the Dead, comes from the King James translation of the Bible, 1 Peter 4-5, chapter 4, verse 5, I think.
Thank you.
The way this is worded is horrible.
It's not worded anyway. It's worded properly.
It doesn't look proper. I know what I'm talking about. You need Jesus.
You need Jesus, apparently.
Translation of the Bible, 1 Peter 4, verse 5. Fuck you. I bless you.
Translation of the Peter,
which admonishes the believer from behaving like pagans, who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead. The phrase became better known in English as part of the Apostles' Creed, a Christian doctrine.
Apollo Creed,
which appears to date back, at least in partial form, to the 2nd century. The Creed, as translated in the Book of the Common Prayer for the Church of England, states that Christ ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. In both cases, the word quick is a more archaic use, meaning living. In modern parlance, the quick of the fingernails is a rare instance of the older meaning. However, the movie title clearly plays off the double meaning in that there are two kinds of gunslingers. Quick, meaning fast and alive, and dead, like Lucifer when he gets thrown down into the pit for all eternity. Yes!
Except Lucifer is not dead.
Number 9. You're right. Lucifer is in all of us, and we must smite him down.
No, he was never killed and thrown out of heaven.
We shall smite him down.
Know your Bible.
You will be smited yourself if you ever get blasphemous again.
Know your Bible.
Don't get me passionate now.
9.
Number 9.
Whoever wrote this is awful.
Sharon Stone. Oh, she definitely needs Jesus. Bought the horse magic after the movie was over. Stone said, I've been riding all my life, but never such a fine horse as this.
You should have done it in her voice.
See, I don't like the use of the word magic, because that implies the power of Satan, and we don't like Satan around here. No.
Magic doesn't imply
there's
anything.
There's no voodoo, hoodoo. No, you do not. Okay? We shall overcome. The devil came in for a second, but he has receded back to the pits of hell.
Magic does not imply Satan or the use of Satan's power.
That's right. You keep living in your fantasy land.
Okay.
And don't accept the Lord into your heart, sir. And you will know on Judgment Day what is coming around the corner for you.
Okay. Keep going.
Reap what you sow, sir.
I do.
Number eight.
Eight.
It took 2.5 days to film the gunfight between Ellen and Eugene. The actors were soaked the whole time. Kevin Conway said, he's the one with the ugly wooden teeth, that scene was probably the most difficult I have ever done in my life. Except there is one more difficult in your life, sir. That is when you get down on your knees and you ask the Lord to come into your heart. And you cast out all demons.
And magic.
And you accept the risen. Number seven.
You accept zombies?
If your mama was not asleep right now, I'd be slapping the table right now in passion of the Lord. Number seven.
The risen, like in zombies?
Sir, we don't deal with the fantasy hoodoo.
Oh, we don't deal with the fantasy hoodoo.
That's correct, sir.
So you believe in an invisible guy that sits on top of a mountain in a cloud on a throne and looks down upon you and, depending on his mood, may kill you, may not, but definitely watches you when you masturbate.
Sir, the only one who's in the clouds is your head, sir.
Just saying.
Okay.
Some invisible guy with a white beard.
You lack faith, sir.
Who looks like Odin.
Odin.
Or Zeus.
You be owing me the respect to shut up and let me keep talking.
Santa Claus.
Number seven.
Sky Santa Claus.
I said number seven, sir.
Seven.
There's a scene where Gene Hackman lightly slaps Sharon Stone because sometimes you need to put a woman in her place.
I'm sure you do.
Okay, and you got to wear a dress. She wears pants and chaps the whole movie, and that's wrong, sir.
Says who?
That's against the Lord.
Is it?
She needs to be wearing a dress for easy access.
I don't see that in the Bible anywhere.
It wasn't scripted, and Stone's reaction is real. You know why it's real? Because she knew she'd done wrong. And the Lord came down and he said, he went all the way into Gene Hackman's hand and he made the arm go back and he just went slap. And that's what happened. And don't say it otherwise. Number six.
Number six.
Oh, the goofy juice has come over me, sir. Lord, give me the strength. Give me the strength to push through and persevere. Oh, number six. Because she is using an old-style revolver, Sharon Stone has to pull the hammer back for each shot. Stone worked hard to make it look much easier than it is.
She likes pulling that hammer.
That is the work of the Lord. Gone through her little fingers into that hammer and cocking that hammer back. Yes.
Well, you just said she's evil. Because she wears pants in the film. Now she's doing the work of the Lord?
It is whatever I fit it to be in the Lord.
Oh, I see.
So it's saith.
However you decide it to
so
be.
Saith.
Sure.
Sir, you put the hippo in hypocrite.
Mediocre at best. Okay.
All right, number five.
Five.
Sharon Stone's leather pants were so tight, she was unable to sit down in a chair. Also, she fired her stand-in because she was getting more attention from the crew than she was. See, that is vanity, sir. That is complete and total utter vanity. What she should have done was take off those pants and handed them to her stand-in so she could sit down and relax and do a Old West-style reenactment of Basic Instinct. Iconic respect for the Lord. Because the Lord loves Beaver. Do you know the Lord loves Beaver? Because I've seen it, and I've seen it written in the sky, in the clouds, in the stars, man. It says Beaver is Cleaver. Number four.
He loves Beaver so much that he turned one into a duck.
He was sick that day.
God was in his kitchen.
He had
It's like, hey, let's make a beaver duck.
He had a bit of the gout. Number four.
Four.
One of the henchmen is Sharon Stone's brother Michael.
Okay.
It's there, so saith. It's like the commandments.
Oh, yeah.
It's number four, so it's written, and it shall be done.
So it is.
And it shall has been said. Yes. Number three.
Three.
Pat Hingle played Commissioner Gordon in the first four Batman films. That's the devil's work. And Mark Boone Jr. appeared in Batman Begins. He was the man who said, what, they don't like falafel? You remember that man, sir?
No.
Well, he played Bullock in the Batman Begins.
Oh.
Okay. Gene Hackman played Lex Luthor in the Superman films. Sam Raimi later directed the Spider-Man films. Also, Sharon Stone starred as the main villain in Catwoman. All that together means absolutely not a goddamn thing. You know why? It has nothing to do with the Lord. And because it has nothing to do with the Lord, it is absolute BS, sir. Yes?
When did you turn into an Englishman?
I was speaking in tongues, sir.
You turned into a refined 18th century, or 17th, yeah, 18th century.
The Lord decided to bring me to my English roots for a moment, sir. But then he brought me back to divinity.
Sound like an inspector from Scotland Yard.
Number two, sir. Number two.
I said that, too.
You said that, too?
Yes.
Sharon Stone's leather jacket is the real deal. Over 100 years old, it is from a Western museum.
Wouldn't that be vanity?
Possibly, but she looked real good in it. With no pants.
Hypocrite. Okay.
There's no such thing as long as the Lord's seal of approval is on it.
Oh, I
remember
see.
That.
I see how it works. It's okay for you, but other people, they're all a bunch of fucking jerks.
They're not certified.
Certified assholes. Okay.
Number one.
One.
Matt Damon turned down the role of the kid.
Matt Damon.
Is that what we have?
That's it.
Are we not bullshitted?
We haven't bullshitted enough.
Sir, I went through all of these, and we end with this. I'm very upset.
I'm not the one that wrote this.
So, the Lord give us 10, and we sayeth the 10, and that's where we are.
Yeah, it could have been 15.
Damn you, Mel Brooks. Shall we end this?
Yes, please.
I'm the pasty pasta. What was it?
Pastry chef. I don't know. Pee-pee. Preacher. The pastry preacher.
Lord, Lord, Lord. Come into my heart and take this Alzheimer's away from me? Or is it my brain? I don't know.
Paltry pastor?
It's the priestly pastor.
Priestly pastor?
The priestly pastor. He is done for the evening.
Preachy pastor?
I need to go pray on this.
The praying pastor?
I need to pray on him.
Pray madness?
Because something feels wrong here, sir.
Yeah.
And that's what we shall do.
Pray to your God.
Your God, too.
Not mine.
He represents us all.
I'm an atheist.
In this journey we call life.
You can prove to me that there's a God, I'll change my ways.
You want me to prove to you there's a God?
Please.
I just told you there was.
Physical. I want physical evidence.
Okay, I will walk over, put my hand on your forehead and say, yes!
Physical evidence.
And that is God.
That's you.
God.
That's you touching
working
me with
through
your...
my fingertips. Into your stubborn, ignorant forehead.
That's you putting your kid touchers onto my forehead.
Only when they say want to. Now, don't go there. I'm not Catholic. Why do I have to be Catholic?
Wait,
I'm not
second.
Catholic.
What are you?
I'm all denominational.
Oh, okay.
I'm multi-denominational because that's the way it's supposed to be.
Omnidenominational?
Yes.
Say that fast.
Omnidenominational. See, I'm speaking in tongues again. So, couple of average Joe's cool biz movie trivia. The paltry pasta?
Pastry chef. I don't know. Priestly.
Priestly pasta?
Yeah, I guess.
God be with you, sir.
The rent is too damn high.
Except for the Lord.
All right, that was Jimmy McMillan. Oh, that was difficult. I guess I ought to just end the podcast, huh? Okay, good night.
Good show! Jolly good show! Jolly good show indeed!
Hakuna Matata, bitches!
Please share the podcast. The more people that listen, the better off we are.
Thanks again.
For more great podcasts and my movie reviews, don't forget to visit www.acoupleofaverageshows.com.
This is the end. It's the end. Finito! The end, I tell you! We're all going to nibble the dust!
Or go fuck yourself.